Welcome to Same Old Hope, a Star Wars podcast where we count down to episode 9 by celebrating one theatrical release each month. We're 11 months out right now, and before we begin celebrating episode 1, we wanted to introduce the show by talking about our own personal Star Wars history and rankings of the saga. So my name is Jared, and we can go around and do some introductions. Do you get to know everyone?
Sure. I'm Tim Mace Chindu Champa.
Nice.
I'm Katooine Champa.
What's going on? I'm Qui-Gon Shin.
Oh, I like it.
Hi, this is DJ R2 Deej 2.
I don't even remember what we joked about mine being. I don't,
the Smith Lord.
Yeah. Oh, the Smith Lord. There we go.
Yeah, that works. Yeah.
Cool. I like it. Okay, so.
I wish I went with my alternate.
What was your alternate?
Wedge
Antilles.
Wedge Antilles is so good.
That is good.
George Lucas said that Antilles is like the Smith of the Star Wars universe.
Oh.
I think when there was more than one character that was not related, that was just his go-to excuse.
Yeah.
Who is he to say something like that, though?
I know.
Yeah.
He thinks he has
it's
all
really
figured
the Johnson
out.
Of the Star Wars universe, let's be honest.
Something popular. All right, so I figured we could start by going around talking about our own personal history with Star Wars, the first time we've seen any Star Wars movie. First, do we want to talk about why we're doing a Star Wars podcast? I know that's a weird question to address, but I feel like there are a million Star Wars podcasts everywhere.
Yeah, well, I mean, this was your idea, so you should explain it.
It was my idea. I think...
Not to put you on the spot with your own question.
No, you keep that $5 bill.
Oh, thanks. I feel like we've talked about it a lot just from doing other podcasts together. It's a common interest we've all had with Star Wars. But they are a dime a dozen, and I don't want this to be something that, I don't know, falls into... I don't think we are going to offer any like new knowledge of Star Wars or anything that you can't get elsewhere, but I hope that we can celebrate and revisit the saga leading up to episode 9 and hopefully offer something.
And one of the things I like about it is that is the diversity of levels of fandom that we're bringing to this, because you and Chinmo are hands down the two biggest Star Wars fans I know. I'd consider myself a huge Star Wars fan, but I'm just like not on the level with you guys in terms of trivia and just the granularity of knowledge that you have. And Kat loves it, but I would say not an age-old Star Wars fan, like a fangirl like the rest of us probably.
Right.
And DJ, I actually don't even know what your background is like.
It's pretty minimal, but I do love the series.
So I think a pretty wide diversity there in terms of how much this series means to us overall and how much history we have with it. And I think that hopefully sets it apart a little bit.
I hope so, too. And I mean, a lot of this desire came from my excitement for episode 9 and this year leading up to it. I remember waiting with you, DJ, for the midnight screening of The Dark Knight.
Yes.
And I said to you, I'll never be this excited for a movie again unless Chris Nolan makes a third one or they make Star Wars episode 7, 8, and 9. And both of those things came true, which is really cool.
Yeah.
But it's almost done.
Yeah, I know.
And I really want to savor this year leading up to it. I feel like
you should like think of like another
it.
Cool prediction for that when you're waiting in line for episode 9.
I need to have something to fall back on.
Yeah.
Something really weird, like Hot Shots Part 3 or something.
Oh, man. That would be awesome. Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Charlie Sheen unloses his mind. That'd be great. So I did want to address that just because I know Star Wars podcasts are a dime a dozen. So as we move forward, we are available at sameoldhopepodcast@gmail.com. And at Same Old Hope Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. So reach out if you have any feedback, any questions you want us to answer. We're open to whatever. We're doing this for ourselves and to have fun with it. But we'd love it if you join us. So, all right, let's start by talking about our Star Wars history. Tim, do you remember the first time you saw a Star Wars movie?
I do, yeah. I was with my parents. I was probably about 7 years old, and it was a big deal that they were going to show all of the movies on TV where I lived, which was Portugal at the time. And my parents were going to let me stay up late to watch the Star Wars movies, and they like really wanted me to watch them with
That's
them.
So cool.
So I just remember like drinking a bunch of it's like one of the rare times they let me drink a bunch of soda, stay up late, and watch these movies. And I love them immediately. I fell in love with the character of Han Solo and wanted to be him all the time. I think I may have talked on Conquest before about how I used to trick my friends when we were playing Star Wars, like, oh, you can be Luke Skywalker, that's cool, you can be the main character, because I just wanted to be Han Solo. And then was huge into the special editions until you know you had the wisdom of hindsight on some of those choices. And was huge into the Phantom Menace hype, which I'm sure we'll talk more about.
Yeah, me too. Kat, do you remember the first time you saw Star Wars?
I do. So my brother got all of the original trilogy on VHS as like a pack one year for Christmas. And
was it that one? The black box with the...
Yeah, that exact same one.
It was the last time that the theatrical cut was released.
Really?
Well, it's been released once on DVD since then.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. It's the same one. Sorry.
To sidetrack.
No. And we hadn't seen them yet. I think I was maybe like 8 or 9. I was still in elementary school. So we watched all of them over Christmas vacation for the first time. And it was awesome. It was really fun. And whenever we were both homesick at the same time, we would watch Price is Right and specifically Empire Strikes Back, like just that one.
Oh, that's awesome. That's fantastic.
Yeah. So, but that was only when we were homesick together. And then for me, I kind of fell off the Star Wars bandwagon for a little bit because being a girl in middle school, I think, is a little different than being a boy in middle school. So like, it wasn't cool. None of my other friends liked it. So like right when episode one came out, like the boy I was dating and all of his friends were all like super nerdy. Yes, I had boyfriends before you. We're all like
Ken and I are married.
Yeah. We're all considered to be like super nerdy. Now. So I like had to pretend that I was like, ugh, yeah, the boys are making us go see this movie. But I was like actually really excited to
so
see
lame.
It. Yeah.
Like really excited.
Mm-hmm.
I do remember that feeling in middle school where you pretend like you don't love Legos for a little bit.
Yeah.
And Star Wars. Like a lot of those things were compartmentalized for me for that time.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a friend that you're already friends with anyways. And like I was in 8th grade when episode 2 came out, and friends who I would like skateboard with were like, hey, we should go see that. And I was like, really? Like, you like Star Wars? And it was like a really great...
Mm-hmm.
It's happening. It's finally happening.
Yeah, it was a good feeling to be like, you know what? I love Star Wars.
Yeah, I think now as an adult and getting older, like I could come back to it and have a new appreciation for it and like be like, yeah, I like these things. Who, if you don't, who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I mean, we'll judge you for it, but
yeah.
If you don't, it's fine.
But it was nice and comforting to come back to.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Nice. What about you, Chinny?
I actually had a similar experience when I first got into Star Wars, same as Kat.
Being a girl in middle school?
Exactly. You know, it's a tough time.
Yeah.
I was right around that age. I'm like a tiny bit younger than you guys. So I was like at the end of elementary school. And I was always like with a group of friends, I like, oh, we're into sports doing this. You can't like Star Wars. You like football, stuff like that. So I wasn't super into it when I was really young. I have a friend that was really into like Star Wars and X-Men, everything like that. And I remember I was like playing with like action figures, stuff like that. But I never really got into the movies because I was like, oh, those like old movies. Why would I like something that was made years and years ago? And then I remember I went to go see A New Hope when it came back in the theaters in 97.
Yeah.
I got violently ill and had to leave before Vader even made it onto the Tan 4, which sucks.
So you saw the crawl.
I saw the crawl, basically. Yeah. But then...
Reading always made you sick.
Yeah, exactly.
It still does.
It still does, yeah. But then as weird as this is, episode 1 is really where my love for Star Wars started, which is I guess a sore spot for a lot of diehard Star Wars fans.
That's cool though. That's a different perspective for this podcast. Yeah. Even I think, which is cool.
I remember going to see it when I was nine when it came out, and it just hit all the right notes for me at that age. I remember so much so that I got a ferret like the following day as a pet and we named it Anakin.
Oh, cool.
I was so into it.
That's cool.
But that's where my love of like kind of really started. And I remember the same thing happening when episode 2 came out. I was like, oh, cool. There's another one of these. This is awesome. And then right around...
Someone was like, there's actually 3 other ones.
Yeah. Right around in between there, I had gone back and watched all the old ones. And I was like, oh, I do love these. These are awesome. And that's where it kind of took over my life from there.
Yeah. So. You have to see them at the right age.
You do.
Yeah.
You really important. Do.
That's like, I feel like that's a big debate among Star Wars fans. Like, what age do I force my kids to watch it?
Right. Yeah.
That has like the maximum impact.
And it makes me excited for like going back and doing one a month now to like how we like watch episode 1 and like how I remember like feeling in the theater watching it to like versus now. And I'm like, I absolutely like, I thought it was like the best movie ever made when I was 9 years old. Now I'm like, I love it, but not the same way.
It's the second best.
So it's pretty cool going back and doing this. I like this.
Cool.
Mine is a lot shorter. I was living in Woburn, Massachusetts, and I was going to the YMCA when I was a kid, and they had one room where they were just they would put on a movie and a bunch of kids would watch it, and it was The Empire Strikes Back, and I specifically remembered in my memory, like on the TV, Yoda like in the swamp and everything, and I was like, oh. Okay, this is the movie where Darth Vader is the dad, right? Like
Darth Vader, you are the father.
Yeah, yeah. which sucks for us because I feel like we all grew up knowing that whole twist.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, like I, you know, had fun watching it and didn't watch it like another Star Wars movie for like until I saw Phantom Menace.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So I never like watched the whole original trilogy until like the early 2000s, I think.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Like, I thought it was cool, but I was just like more into wrestling when I was a kid than anything.
Oh, I like that we all have different stories of coming to it.
Yeah.
Tim, that night that you stayed up to watch them, did you watch all three of them that night?
No, they were on, it was like one of those things where they were doing a different one every night.
Oh, cool.
So it was like a three nights out of
so
the
you
week.
Saw them all that week.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. You had that's soda really three cool. nights in a row.
I know.
Whoa, it's unbelievable.
Wow.
We won't tell your dentist.
I'm curious. Bender. Just how old were you, Tim? Like ballparked?
So like seven, right?
Yeah, probably seven, six or seven.
My dad was really into telling me when I was seven that seven was the age of reason. Like it's when you start to like understand a lot more and wonder about a lot more. And that was the age I saw Star Wars too. And I felt like it really clicked with me at that age. The first time I saw it, I was sleeping over like a family friend's house. They had a son who was like a couple years older than me. We went to a Blockbuster and we're going to rent a movie. And he was like, what about Star Wars? And all I had pictured in my head was flipping through the channels and seeing like random scenes of Star Trek, The Next Generation. And I was very much like, I don't think science fiction's for me. It just, I'm not really that interested. And he like really pushed it. And I was like, all right, fine. We watched this movie and I was blown away. And I remember we're staying up super late that night.
New Hope.
Yeah, we watched A New Hope. And we stayed up super late, and he was telling me, like, oh, yeah, and the other ones you'll meet, like, Jabba the Hutt, and you'll see all these new creatures, there's all these bounty hunters. And I was just, my mind was blown by all of this. And next morning, my dad picked me up, and on the way home, I made him stop at a different video store to rent Empire.
Oh.
And I didn't, awesome. And then I saw Jedi for the first time. Like, I think a month later, my parents bought me that box set, and I finally watched Jedi, which was my favorite when I was a kid. And I was just obsessed with it. I remember hearing like, oh yeah, and you know those are episode 4, 5, and 6, and there's three more coming someday. And then finding things like Tales from Jabba's Palace and all these like collection of short stories that blew my mind that every background character had a story.
Cool Ewok movies and stuff.
Cards. Yeah, those still blow my mind for different reasons.
Yeah.
I for a really long time thought that the Ewok movie just was Return of the Jedi. Like I conflated them a lot in my mind when I was a kid.
Oh, the Ewok movie?
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Well, just the Ewoks are so prominent in both. No, I probably haven't seen them in like 20 years.
I rewatched the first one. Is it Caravan of Courage?
Caravan of Courage, I think. Yeah,
yeah, I watched that when I was like grading papers. I had it on the background recently, and it's insane. It's wild.
I don't even know what this is.
They were two direct-to-TV Ewok movies called Caravan of Courage and Battle for Endor with Warwick Davis playing Wicket, who now talks.
Yeah.
And
Battle for Endor.
Like, speaks basic?
Yeah, is that only the second one that he talks? I forget the deal
with it. Is that the one with the little girl?
Sindel, the little blonde girl.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and she has this family, like, it's her and her brother. I think his name is Mace. I think they reuse that name a few times.
Sure.
And like they're like looking for their parents, and they're like traveling with Wicket and this old wizard dude.
Yeah.
And then I think at the beginning of the second one, they kill off her brother and parents like right away. It's like really dark.
It sounds right for like that time period.
Yeah, they're crazy. I don't know. I have them on DVD. If you want to hang
I understand Battle for Endor as a Star Wars title, but Caravan of Courage doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, they all have this minivan.
Hop in!
I think they're going for like the Care
time
Bears.
Kind
of Caravan of Courage is why we need to build the wall.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
No!
I guess I can't start the podcast assuming people know that I'm being sarcastic.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
sorry, everybody.
But we also
let's bring it back.
No,
bring it back.
That's totally okay to say. But I also think people should know we're not gonna shit on any Star Wars movies. Like we're not gonna even whatever people hate the most. Like I know Last Jedi is pretty divisive. I love that movie. I know like we probably all have our different opinions on it. But we're not gonna just complain about Star Wars movies without.
Right.
There's something I love in every Star Wars movie, and I really want to make this podcast a celebration of the good and the bad.
Completely agree. I think you're going to hear the phrase like, oh, that movie ruined my childhood because of this without any like evidence or something like that.
you don't, if we don't like something, we're going to tell you why we don't like it.
Even my least favorite Star Wars movies have added more to my life than they've taken away.
Completely agree.
Do you think anyone's been like, that movie ruined my adulthood?
Yeah, definitely. 100%.
Yeah. 100%.
That movie ruined my prolonged adolescence. So on that note, do you guys want to go into our personal rankings?
Yeah, let's do it.
So for the sake of time and keeping this like a relatively short episode zero, maybe we can just go through our own rankings, like we'll kind of count down 10 through 1. There have been 10 theatrical releases. I'm sorry, 11. You're right. Gotcha. We have one a month. The new one's going to be the 10th. So there have been 11 theatrical releases, including the animated Clone Wars movie. So we'll count down from 11 to 1. Just go clockwise like we just did. And then we can kind of discuss and comment on each other's list.
Yeah. I want to make a quick prediction that I think 11 is going to be the only one that is same for all of us.
Probably.
I'm just very curious. Yeah.
Let's do it. So Tim, why don't you start us out?
So I put Clone Wars at the bottom, Attack of the Clones next, then Revenge of the Sith, then Solo, then The Phantom Menace, then Rogue One, then The Last Jedi, then Return of the Jedi, The Force Awakens, A New Hope, and Empire Strikes Back.
Our lists are very similar.
Yeah, so yeah.
There's a few movies shifted around towards like the top for me and you, but very similar lists.
Cool. All right, so my list is Clone Wars is at the bottom, and then next is Attack of the Clones. And then Phantom Menace, then Revenge of the Sith, then Rogue One, then Solo, then Last Jedi, then Return of the Jedi, Force Awakens, New Hope, Empire Strikes Back.
Nice.
Sweet. This was so hard for me to do because it's like they are so fluid, a lot of them. Not all of them, but a lot of them are.
This can change week to week.
Yeah.
Which is, I'm very excited to see how it ends up at the end of this. So my 11 was the Clone Wars movie. 10 was Attack of the Clones. 9 was Phantom Menace. 8 was Last Jedi. 7 was Solo. 6 was Return of the Jedi. 5 was Revenge of the Sith. 4 was Rogue One. 3 was Force Awakens. 2 was Empire. And 1 was A New Hope.
Shocked you have Solo above Last Jedi.
Very differently.
I feel like it's going to change a lot, but I really enjoyed The Last Jedi too. And I don't know if it's just because I've been watching Solo a bunch in the past like couple months. But there's a lot. We'll talk about it more.
We'll get back to that.
That's a list as of right now.
So yeah, this is my list as of right now. Like, kind
same,
of like
I'm curious to see if they change after our
yeah by sure. memory. So my 11 is Attack of the Clones. And number 10 is the Clone Wars, and I've never seen it.
Ooh,
that's how I feel about Attack of the Clones.
There are some unforgivable stuff in that movie.
Yeah, there goes my prediction. Thanks, pal.
Yeah. Hey, sorry. I'm not doing this for you. Number 9, Phantom Menace. Number 8, Solo. Number 7, Revenge of the Sith. 6, Rogue One. 5, Last Jedi. 4, Return of the Jedi. 3, Force Awakens. 2, A New Hope. And 1, Empire.
Nice.
I have a lot of similarities to that, too. So my number 11 is the Clone Wars movie. 10 is Attack of the Clones. 9, Revenge of the Sith. 8, Solo. 7, Phantom Menace. 6, Rogue One. 5, Last Jedi. 4, The Force Awakens. 3, Return of the Jedi. 2, Empire Strikes Back. And 1, A New Hope.
Wow.
Sweet.
Would shuffle around a lot. I feel like my 1 and 2 in New Hope and Empire switch a lot.
Those are by far the most interchangeable for me as well.
I think New Hope will always be my favorite. It'll be hard to top that one, I think. I don't know. But Empire Strikes Back is maybe a better movie.
I think we'll get there, but I 100% would argue that to the death. I think it's better written, and that's...
I agree.
That's one of the most important things to me, which is probably going to be a recurring theme as we talk about the prequels especially. But
a big reason why Empire is so good too is I feel like it's a sequel that is almost more original than the first one that created this universe.
Mm-hmm.
Like usually the sequels, especially by the time you get to like Return of the Jedi, we're establishing tropes and like traditions in these movies, where Empire went off on its own.
There's not one Death Star in that whole movie.
Yeah, which is, I give a lot of credit for that.
Yeah.
Last Jedi either, though. I'm shocked you have Solo higher than Last Jedi. That's my biggest surprise in this whole list.
We'll talk about it when we get there.
Okay. We'll talk about it when we get there.
Yeah.
I just wanted to, as you were saying that it does more with the universe than the movie that started it. And that's a good tie back to what you were saying earlier, where we don't want to shit on any of these movies. We want to celebrate it. And I love you saying like the worst ones still gave more to your life than they took away. And I think that way about George Lucas in general. Like,
yeah,
my life is so much richer for the fact that Star Wars exists. no matter, he could make shitty movies in the Star Wars universe for the rest of his life, and I would still like worship at the altar of George Lucas because of
you're right next to you, pal.
Yeah, he's incredible.
I've been in the same stadium or half stadium, I guess, as George Lucas.
Oh, celebration!
Ooh. Yeah, I know. It was at Disney World during celebration weekend.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, when he was there, that was great.
I think by this time in April, all of us will have been to at least one celebration, which would be cool.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you guys are going this year?
Yep.
Yeah, the three of them are going.
Yep.
Where is it?
In Chicago.
So we'll be doing Phantom Menace in April.
Chicago.
No.
Phantom. I'm sorry. Revenge of the Sith is April.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just me and you on that one, Deej.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding. We'll probably wait. We'll totally do it before they go.
Okay. Yeah, we'll only be on a couple days.
We should do a while there at celebration mini episode though. Oh man, that is an idea.
Yeah.
If you're interested in hearing Spaceballs,
Spaceballs mini episode
while they're away,
Spaceballs the podcast.
Yeah, that
that's gotta be
is a hell of an idea. Yeah, it's gotta be.
We should look into it, and if it isn't,
we gotta go.
If it isn't, then no one has it. How are we gonna steal it?
There you go. So the way our schedule is looking, we are going to be releasing episode 1 for The Phantom Menace this month in January. Next month will be Attack of the Clones, followed by the Clone Wars movie in March, Revenge of the Sith in April, Solo in May, Rogue One in June.
Yep.
Right? Let me know if I'm getting off track here.
No, I think you got
it. New Hope will be July.
Yep.
The Empire Strikes Back will be August. Return of the Jedi in September.
Yep.
Force Awakens in October. The Last Jedi in November.
Yeah.
And then that'll bring us to December for the still untitled episode 9, which hopefully by our Attack of the Clones episode we know a title.
Yeah.
I want to know.
Will they announce it at Celebration?
I think we'll know the title before then. We'll
I think
we're going
to get a trailer at Celebration, I think.
Okay.
At least a teaser.
What if the name of the movie is Same Old Hope?
Same Old Hope. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
We'll be and we all shit our pants.
Yeah. We'll Oh, yeah. We should also say in episode 0, we took the title from an album. When I was in college, I was in a Star Wars themed punk band whose name I think I'd prefer not to say. It's pretty embarrassing in hindsight. But
you thought of it,
but
though.
You could find it. I know. Well, I'm not going to take full credit for that. But we had an album called Same Old Hope, and in a world where there's a million Star Wars podcasts, it's hard to find a good name, and we really liked it. So that's what we're going with for now. But I feel like I need to draw attention to that the name was taken from somewhere.
Yeah, that's
you ripped yourself off.
Yeah,
which is great.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah,
that's all we're doing. All right, anything else?
How are we doing on time?
I don't know.
I have no idea how long we've been recording.
Less than 12 parsecs or?
Oh,
come
God.
On
that note, please give us a listen. Anything, if you guys have any ideas, want to reach out and contact us. Again, we're at sameoldhopepodcast@gmail.com and at sameoldhopepodcast on Twitter and Instagram. And until next time, may the force be with you, I guess. Is that how we're doing this?
Yeah, I like
it.
All right. May the force be with you. Bye. All right, call me back. See ya.